Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
In a town that is so rancor with partisanship, to come together as Americans on this issue, I think it's very refreshing.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul and other lawmakers met with President Joe Biden in the Oval Office Wednesday to discuss strengthening U.S. supply chains.
It was like the old days. People actually were on the same page.
Biden signed an executive order to review crucial supply chains, including semiconductor chips, PPE, and pharmaceuticals. The confirmation process continues for White House cabinet nominees. On day two of his hearing for the Health and Human Services Secretary, California Attorney General Javier Becerra was asked about a lawsuit involving the Little Sisters of the Poor's exemptions to health care mandates.
I have never sued the nuns, any nuns. My actions have always been directed at the federal agencies because they have been trying to do things that are contrary to the law.
With near attendance confirmation to head the Office of Management and Budget still uncertain, Shalonda Young is emerging as a possible replacement. Young served as staff director of the House Appropriations Committee and already has the backing of Republican Senator Richard Shelby. Four Republicans and Democrat Joe Manchin say they won't approve Tandon. However, Manchin will approve New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to lead the Interior Department. He cited her commitment to bipartisanship and energy independence. Manchin chairs the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, which has not yet voted. And William Burns appears poised to be confirmed as head of the CIA.
Outcompeting China will be key to our national security in the decades ahead. That will require a long-term, clear-eyed, bipartisan strategy underpinned by domestic renewal and solid intelligence.
Members of the Senate Intelligence Committee indicated their support for Burns, who served five administrations in a variety of diplomatic positions. After warning the U.S. Postal Service is in a, quote, death spiral, unquote, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy told a House committee policies are needed to stabilize the service's finances. He also noted recent failures in delivery service.
This is unacceptable, and I apologize to those customers who felt the impact of our delays.
Later in the day, the White House announced three people to fill open seats on the board that will determine the future of DeJoy's position. Talks continue over the formation of a commission to investigate the Capitol insurrection. House Democratic Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries dismissed GOP complaints that Democrats want a majority on the panel and don't want Republicans to have subpoena power.
This should be done in a bipartisan fashion. That is our intention.
Meanwhile, the top operations and maintenance official at the Capitol says the cost of the riot will surpass $30 million, including mental health services for congressional staffers and damage assessments on historical art. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.